done with him as a young man. He's humble. He have a meek spirit. He's kind. He loved God. He's real respectful. Real respectful. He's just like a little child most of the time. But he can turn into a beast when he get ready. I've seen both ways. He's not a pushover. So I'm elated this morning to hear what he has to say to add on to this work that God is doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Bishop Dan Robinson.
Go for it.
Contagious.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. What an opportunity to minister to your people. Father, help me to just get in the saddle, settle in this anointing, and teach your people well. Father, I thank you for the excitement, but Lord, help me to teach and get some things across to your people. I believe you've shown me some things that will help your people greatly, and I give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we certainly do bless and thank God for Apostle Thompson, our spiritual our spiritual covering. We thank God for Mom Thompson, who is here. We thank God for her. I thank God for my wife, co-pastor Lena, and my children that are here. And I thank God for the rest of the royal family, the Thompsons, all the Thompsons. Thank God for all of them and all my MVB brethren and LTMA. Amen. You may be seated. I promise you, I'm going to be in a teaching flow because y'all think I'm playing, but watch this. Because I want to talk about hindrances to the kingdom. We want to walk in the kingdom. God desires for us to have that, but I found some hindrances. You know how I found them? In my own life. So what I'm preaching to you is not something I just read in a book. And let me say this at the beginning of this message. I listened to all apostles' messages Wednesday, Sunday, and when I listen to it, it helps me get right in the vein of where I need to be. And so literally on Sunday at our second service in Richmond, I stepped out of Richmond into camp meeting at the end of the sermon. The Lord began to show me some things, and then he took me back and showed and began to share it. So there are some hindrances. We've been so churchy that we thought that was the kingdom. But the organized church as we know it is opposed to the kingdom. It's not the kingdom at all. It's a whole lot of stuff in us we got to dump. You need some spiritual superlax. It needs to be flushed out. And what we're going to find this morning, you can't mix it. We've been mixing some things, and it just doesn't mix. Now, go to Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16. Something apostle said last night after we raise over $1 million to show honor to our man of God. Y'all remember that? Now, Apostle said something. I want you to make note of it. Standing right over here, and he turned this way. He said it, and he kind of turned this way and said it. He said he doesn't think of 100 or thousands. He thinks of not even 100,000. He thinks of millions. You got to get that. That's why millions come to him. What have you been meditating on? Because whatever you've been meditating on, you will see. Now, it's a powerful thing now. You can create things. Literally, things will be attracted to you because of what you've been meditating. Remember Psalms 1? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Watch. Then it says, and he should be like a tree planted by rivers of water. You're going to produce what you've been meditating on. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I remember Apostle said this to me several times. And I heard him say this. He said it to me. I believe he was talking to me. Other people heard it as well. He said, who you hang around, you become. Huh? Y'all, now it's very important. It's very important. I told you Exodus, right? I told you Exodus chapter 16. Go to Genesis chapter 11. Go to Genesis chapter 11. I think we need to see this like right now. One of the reasons, no. Genesis, I told you Genesis 11. Genesis 12. Genesis chapter 12. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me carefully. Now, I'm gonna make a real bold statement right now. Amen. The greatest weapon that Satan has against you is your past. You'll find out in a second how important that is. The greatest weapon that he has against you is your past. So when God, here we are, in Genesis 12, Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Why couldn't the Lord do it where he was? See, your past, the familiar, the lack, the different things that you have been used to is hindering your future. Because every time conflict, every time hardships, every time a challenge comes, you revert back to the familiar. Are you following what I'm saying? So many of us, we were broke a long time. Come on now, let's just get real. And these are the kind of things that we have been. If, can you just give me a little bit more monitor up here, just a little bit more? I'm used to. Thank you so much, man. I tell you, see, when I it does something, when I hear the word coming back at me, it helped me, because I'm not just preaching to you; it's helping me. Now, why couldn't God do what He wanted to do through Abram where he was? He had to get him. Oh, Lord. Y'all ready for this? He had to separate Abram from his past so he could embrace his future. Huh? I'm going to try to give you several examples and say it many different ways. You ever moved into a new home? Have you noticed that some of the old stuff don't fit the new house? And you cannot take it. It's like burn it, throw it away, give it away, sew it, do something. But the old place, it fits, but not the new place. No, watch this. Have you noticed, since we're using the illustration of moving into a home, have you noticed you can't move into the new home until you leave the old one? Are you following what I'm saying? See, the problem, I'm going to try to say it many different ways. The problem is we've been trying to mix it. Huh? We've been trying to keep the old while embracing the new. So if this is the old and you still have, well, let me go on. I don't want to get ahead of myself. So now, do you see in Abram's life? You see in Abram's life that he could not, what God wanted to do, he wanted to do something new through him. And whenever God wants to do something new in your life, he hooks you up with something that the old was lacking. Let me help you. So God has caused us to hook up with apostle. Watch it. He has been to the promised land. He didn't see the grapes, he took them. Are y'all following me? Now, he's really the example that God wants in our life to show us, watch this, what the kingdom is really about. Some things are taught, other things are caught. So God says, I'm going to help you get to the kingdom, my kingdom, not the church, but the kingdom that I want you to have, and I'm going to use him to lead you. I'm going to lead him to show you exactly how to get there. Amen. Let me keep teaching. I told y'all I was going to teach. Let me see here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like to get excited, but I love to teach, man. I love to teach. So one of the greatest weapons that Satan has against you is your past. See, because your past, you're familiar with your past. You don't laid with your past. Ate with your past. Glory to God. Sobbed and cried, murmured and complained in your past. You're more familiar with that than the new. See, to walk in the kingdom is going to take real faith. Watch this. It's going to take faith to leave what you have. See, here's the problem. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The problem is, if I leave this in hopes of walking in this, if I leave it, I'm going to have to believe that this is better. Oh, man, Jesus. Exodus chapter 16. You know, last night I told Dr. Phillips that I slept in a million-dollar cocoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Now to show you, when people get in trouble, they revert back to what they've been around the longest. That's why you're gonna have to get some stuff flush out of you. Okay, Lord. Exodus 16, verse number three. And the children of Israel said unto them, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." So now all of a sudden, they are out. Oh, watch this. I thought they were out of Egypt. Come on, y'all. I thought they were out of Egypt. Why are they reminiscing and talking about flesh pots and bread? It was actually leftovers. It was actually stuff other folk didn't want to eat. So watch them now. Remember what Apostle told us? I don't think about 100, thousands. I think about millions. That's why that's what I receive. Everybody with me? Look at what they were thinking about. They were thinking about their past. See, here, I'm telling you, that's what Satan, one of the greatest weapons he has is your past, is your past, is your past. He can't stop you, but you can stop yourself. Oh, man. It's your stinking thinking that's hindering your progress. See, it's supernatural. It's Apostle, keep telling, it's supernatural. When I get up on this on the citation three and weapon of prosperity, one, you think I'm gonna change the name? Shoot, are you following what I'm saying? Now, oh Lord Jesus, I get excited. That's why I gotta kind of try to stay, because I go all over the place. Now, we were in Beaumont recently, and we were flying over. That's what the Lord will do. He'll get you up in the air. Get you up in an atmosphere of kingship. get you in an atmosphere of royalty. So we get ready to come into Beaumont, and then we start ascending, and so I can kind of see. And then the Lord, we were flying over mansions. And you know, we live in one too. And so then the Lord, hold up. And they had pools. Most of the houses had pools. So the Lord just said to me, you can have one if you want it. Y'all, are y'all getting this? Are you following what I'm saying? God ain't override your will, make you do something. He'll just show you. These are aspects of the kingdom, and he'll just show it to you, but you're going to have to use your faith to possess. He gave him the land, but you got to go get it. All right, look at their thinking. Do you see their thinking? They're thinking about Egypt. They're thinking about slavery. They're thinking about somebody giving them something instead of owning it themselves. Huh? Come on now. Look at their mentality. Look at their, okay. Come on. Down. Okay. Look at their mentality. They just messed up. They messed up. They are thinking, now, if you're going to steal base, is it Layla? Who's a base stealer? Layla. If you're going to steal second base, if this first base right here, that second base there. If you're going to steal second, you can't be on first. Huh? Watch it. Let me get up here so y'all can see. Then they got to come to see. So what I got to do, I'm going to cheat off first. Huh? And then I'm going to lean. Hallelujah. Y'all follow me? Because this is where I'm going. I'm leaving. See, I can't be in both places. I can't steal second, still on first. Are y'all following me? Now, what you going to have to do? You're going to have to aim. You're going to have to aim. You, glory to God. Man, I tell you, I'm going to sympathize with you for a moment, because I know we've been in this mess for a long, long time. Hallelujah. Longer than we've been able to walk in the kingdom. But you're going to have to be brave. You're going to have to come out of the dugout. You're going to have to make up your mind. I'm going. Hallelujah. Now they were thinking. Now I'm going to give you another scripture here. What have you been thinking about? You keep thinking about the way it's been, what's not working, what hadn't worked in the past, and Satan will keep bringing it back up to you. He'll keep bringing it back up. Stuff you flush, he'll let it come back up. And you have to be careful that you don't allow the lies from your past to hinder you from your future. Amen. Now, here's another scripture the Lord gave me. Now, let's compare these two scriptures. You see Exodus 16, right? You got Exodus 16. Now, let's compare this scripture with Exodus 16. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's compare the two scriptures. See, they were, oh, Lord. They were meditating, Oh, God, man. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Instead of them thinking about what they should have been thinking about, they were thinking about the past. When you drive, you don't look through your rearview mirror to see where you're going. If you look through your rearview mirror, it will show you what you left. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Man. The rearview mirror, there's a teaching anointing here. The rearview mirror is about this big. But the front windshield. I'm going to get in trouble, man. Are you following me? And I want to help you. It's so much bigger where you're going than where you left. Okay, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know what the Lord showed me on Sunday? Well, he showed me this when I would get to just listen to the apostles' message. I'm just in a vein, man. And then I can pick up stuff. And the Lord showed me this. Do you know you have angels? Everybody got a guardian angel. You know, and depending on your assignment, you may have more than one. Your angel is tired of seeing the same mess and the same thing. Your angel said, take me somewhere else. Oh, man. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Your angel even tired, man. Because your angel know you're supposed to be walking in the kingdom and you still walking in the tradition of the church. You know what we have to do? We have to relearn because they lied to us. How can somebody teach you something they don't believe? Now, what was it? Exodus 16? Exodus chapter 16. Remember when we went there? What were they were thinking about? Where they left. The rearview mirror. Now we got that great big that great big windshield in that RV. Ah. What that? Is it a hydraulic chair? That thing, man, I'm waiting four more weeks. Oh, can I tell y'all what happened? The other RV was supposed to be here in 2016, and the man forgot to pull the emergency brake, so it went down the hill, bust the front windshield out, and dented in the passenger side to the point they had to put a new front on it and paint it. So let me explain something to you. I said, I need to call some wisdom. I need to call somebody who know more about this than I do. The president of the company called me. I said, I need to call somebody who know more than I do. I called Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr. when I was on the phone with him. I'm thinking, man, I can talk the price down. I told the congregation it's coming. Man, we can get this thing in here this week. Apostle Thompson got on the line. And I explained to him, I told him what was going on. He paused a moment. He said, Dan, this is my opinion. Watch it. This is my spiritual covering telling me this is my opinion. Interpretation. This is God speaking to me through my man of God, giving me an answer. So Apostle said, it's just my opinion that you got to make up your mind. But if I was you, I wouldn't take it. That's all I need to hear. I didn't want to hear it now. I said, man, I won't get that thing. I said, but I got to do it. He is something. He done picked up on something. 2 days later, 2016. Somebody say 2016. Tell your neighbor, 2016. Tell your neighbor. 2 days later, they called me and they said, Mr. Robertson. The rep from Tiffin called and said, I just want to let you know they start making the 2017s next week. So you're going to get a 2017 for the 2016 price. You see that? 4 more weeks. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, remember we're looking out. Remember we're using We were using Exodus 16, right? That's your past. That's your past. Well, we got that great big window in front of us, so we're going in the future. Now, what they should have been thinking on, we'll see in Deuteronomy 8. Now, you got Exodus 16. That's what they shouldn't have been thinking about that, but that's what the devil will do. He'll, because you're more familiar with your past. You got to get the spiritual taste out your mouth from what used to be. Oh, God. Man. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths. Glory to God. This is what you should be thinking about. That spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive oil and honey. A land wherein there that thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Lord have mercy. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Do y'all see it? Everybody see that? See, they've been thinking and meditating on the wrong stuff. And that's why we've been receiving. It's almost like, you know Egypt. You know Egypt is the land of not enough. The wilderness is the land of just enough, but it's not where you're supposed to be. For 40 years, can I teach up in here? For 40 years, they were in the wilderness. Could it be that somebody up in here, for 40 years, yeah, you're out of Egypt, congratulations, but you still on the way and have not reached the promised land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The only reason why God brought them out of Egypt was to bring them into the promised land. You know what? Oh, there, here it is. Here it is. See, in the promised land, it's going to be some things you're going to have to do. Huh? Watch it. God sent Moses to get them out of Egypt. But it's going to be up to you whether you go in. Remember that group of people that dropped dead in the wilderness because they begin to murmur and complain. Can I help somebody in here? On your way to the promised land, you're going to have some obstacles. Huh? Y'all remember that? Remember they got a delegation and tried to go back to Egypt? Huh? See, with the enemy, watch this now. Let me take my time. He wants you. See, you're going to have to really believe God based on what you see. God has used apostle to show us some things, more than a few things. Lord have mercy, Jesus. My God, but a Falcon 900B, 13 passengers, 12 windows. I seen it, y'all. That thing, we were Richmond and gave Apostle that portrait. We went down to the FBO with them, fixed base of operation. That great big joker with 3 inches turned around when ready to go, almost knocked us down. We grabbed hold of it. Man, we were pin us up to the mini coach. Man, I don't know about you, but you cannot continue. Oh God, you cannot continue to be around this type of thing and it not affect you. I'm telling you, man, Jesus. See, it's a war. It's a war going on within your members. Lord have mercy. But the old is more familiar. It's more familiar. But there is something trying to stir and try to take you to where you've never been. Are you following me? But, oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, Lord. Okay. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians, it's time to go here. This is what hit me in 11:30 service. Glory to God. It's time to just go here right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now, Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Everybody know this scripture. Philippians chapter 3. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this, oh God, I'm telling you, man, there's one thing. There's one thing. This one scripture can take you in. This one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind. Y'all watch it. And reaching forth to those things that are before. I press. Toward the mark. So what the Lord showed me is if I'm holding on to the past and I can't do both. I'm trying to, you know, notice he said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before. I press. So I can't hold on to the past and go forward in the future. You know what you have to do? I got to turn my back on the past. My grandmama used to say, I ain't studying you. I ain't thinking about my past. This is where I'm going. I got a man of God who God has used as an example to show me, and I'm going here. You can't do both. See, here's the problem. See, we, watch it. Oh, Lord, here we go. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be seated. Y'all be seated just for a moment. Be seated for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Help me. Help. Yeah, just be seated. Hallelujah. I got to give you some examples now. See, remember, you can't put new wine in the old wineskins. I was going to go to the scripture, but y'all know the scripture. You can't put new wine in old wineskins, right? Uh-huh. You can't tear in a fabric. You can't take something new and put it on something old. It don't mix. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the kind of mess we do. You come out of Egypt, but you still got the mindset of Egypt. So God start blessing you and prospering you. It used to be you were on a level, you had to go to the for sale rack. You had to, because that's where you were at. Mm-hmm. But then God start promoting you and blessing you, but your mind, Lord have mercy. you are so familiar with the way it was. Instead of going forward, you keep going back. Now watch this. In your mind, when I'm saving money. But it comes a time you don't have to save money. Watch it, y'all. Remember the scripture we saw, Lord Jesus, in Deuteronomy 8. Remember they say scarceness. Write that word. If you're taking notes, write that down. You got it. We're gonna have to flesh that out right now. Scarceness. That means scarceness. I'm gonna run out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm gonna have enough. In the kingdom, it's a land flowing. In my God, it's no scarceness, no lack. It's just an abundance, and you have to flow. I'm telling you, man. I'm the man. I'm gonna go out here now. You don't understand it, man. I'm telling you, man. On a holiday weekend, y'all remember 4th of July weekend? $152,000 walked up in the church. On a holiday weekend. Y'all come. Oh, that's what, huh? You got folk out of town? Come on, y'all, on a holiday weekend. You know, you was, well, Lord, I would expect, you know, for, you know, tax time or whatever, something to be. And then God said, I'm going to give you the largest one on a holiday weekend to show you how bad I am. Is anybody, y'all listening? Now watch this. So what you do, you hinder your progress of getting in the kingdom because you keep going back to the way it used to be. Then you want to hold on to stuff that you know. The Lord will tell you ain't going to wear that no more. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, but I got to fill up my wardrobe. You, man, Jesus, Lord, help me. I'm in the deep south, so I got to tell you some stuff. Huh? You got people won't go to buffets. Well, in our hometown, it used to be a place called Ryan's. Folk going out to church and eat, scarcin, eat and eat. Why'd I keep eating? I know I'm full, but I gotta keep eating. Cause it, you know, scarcin's. Y'all see it? It's scarcin's. But you will get to a point where God will elevate you, where you don't have to go to a buffet that they got the stuff out of a can. Now watch this. Our mentality. Now this is what the Lord has done with me. Maybe this will help you. The Lord, he'll graduate you, and then he said, and he'll tell you, you ain't going back there no more. You're on a level now. Oh, you're on a level now. You need to behave on the level you on. You know, I'm gonna give you every illustration I can. When a child is in elementary school, they give you a little desk because you're a little somebody. Wouldn't it be foolish for somebody to be in junior high and get mixed up with their directions and go back to elementary school? You can't even fit in the desk. Okay. Even a snake, when it outgrows their old covering, it sheds it. You know what? See the devil, you see it? You see it now? That he's been using your past. He's been using what you're familiar with. You got to change your taste buds. Lord have mercy. Lord Jesus. You see, it's certain things that we have been like, praise God, man, that tastes good, and this is good. It's stuff, man, you're like, man, that at the time, but once God takes you to another level, it's an insult that God is like spitting in his face. He's trying to take you this way, and you keep going back. You move forward 10 steps. You go back 8 steps. And anybody getting this? Because this is stuff we've been doing. These are things we've been doing. And my God, some of the stuff we have, you need to just get rid of it. Lord Jesus. Okay, Lord. Okay. I'm trying to listen right now. I'm trying to listen. Hallelujah. My God, Lord, help me. Help me now. Go now. We told you about Genesis, right? Did we tell you about Genesis? I told you about Genesis when Abraham he had to leave, right? Okay. Genesis chapter 30. Glory to God. Have y'all woke up yet? Genesis chapter 30. Glory to God. I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What if we started thinking like this instead of thinking the past? Because the devil said, well, you know what? This happened. That happened. You know, the Lord gave me this several years ago. I don't care what happened. All I want to know is what's going to happen. I was connected to somebody else before. But I'm looking at what I'm connected to now. And you know, Apostle shared with us, who you hang around, that's what you become. I won't think about no RV or RV. I ain't never had nobody around me with no RV or talking about an RV or nothing. I'm sitting at the table, they talking about, man, it's another world. I'm just listening, trying to understand. I said, I'm going to do it. Then I said, about 3 years. Apostle leaned back. He said, hang around me, it ain't going to take you no 3 years. Yeah. That was last year. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all see that? Are you listening? Yeah. Man, I don't know how to say this. You're going to have to learn how to use your connection to pull you out of uncertainties. Okay, here we go. I knew something else was coming. Okay. See, you're out of Egypt. You're on your way. But there's some obstacles. You don't turn your back against, and you're trying to go forward, but all this is unfamiliar. Y'all see that? It's unfamiliar. But Apostle has been there. He didn't just see the grace, he took them. So, all I got to do whenever I get a little shaky, I don't know. I need to look at him. He did it. I'm connected to him. I can do. Oh, y'all ready for this? I can do what I see. If you show me the way, I'm going to certainly go there. And so that's what God has done, because I'm telling you, you're like, I'm not familiar with this. But then you hear lean back and say, it's easy. Yeah. You're like, doggone it, man. Come on, man. He said, it's easy to have plenty of money. Yeah. And we sitting back like, what, how can he say that? He knows something. Huh? Watch this. It has been proving to him. And until it's proven to you, it won't become a reality. Mm-hmm. Y'all got that? So, you know, people talk, well, I know the scripture. Do you? Huh? Y'all follow what I'm saying? The thing, I'm telling you, man, it's so much. Jesus. I told you Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30. Let's see what verse here. Let's go to verse 35. Genesis chapter 30, verse 35, we're going to see something here. Laban, I believe it's Laban, Jacob. You got to stop hanging around stuff that ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. The mere fact that you came to Darrow to see these beautifully designed bathrooms and be up in this sanctuary, see coaches out in the parking lot, and soon you're going to see RVs all around at camp meeting. Hallelujah. You can't think broke right now if you tried. Come on, y'all. See, watch this. Here we go. Instead of me looking at my pocketbook, I'm looking at where I'm going. That's the problem. We keep going back to the past. Well, I didn't have that. Well, that was back there. Let me peep over here. Let me go a little bit further, because it's, man, let me share something with you. If I could take everything I know about God right now to exchange it for what I don't know, I release it. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot more that I know I don't know. But you got to pursue it for God to share it with you. Oh, God, man. Now, let's read this. I'm going to prove to you that what you're around and what you see affects things in your life. Verse 35. Now, we were all here last night. I hope to God you were here. Your mind may be like, I'm trying to figure this out. 1,000,800.47, whatever. Your mind may be trying to figure it out, but your spirit's here. Yes, son, we can go here. We can go here. So that exposure is very key. Now, here's the last scripture. Genesis chapter 30, verse 35. Y'all have been good. And he removed that day. Now, he had a, you know, Laban and Jacob had a deal with Laban. Y'all remember that? Uh-huh. And he removed that day. And the he-goats that were ringed straight and spotted, and all the goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob. And Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, where the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods and brought forth cattle, ring straight, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring straight and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not under Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, pay attention, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. And when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so that the feebler ones were Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased and had much cattle and maidservants and men servants and camels and asses. Do y'all see what happened? What they saw, they produce. Oh God. Are y'all following what I'm saying? You remember how he took that thing and put that white in it? So when they saw that, that's what they birthed. So everything I'm seeing, I don't know if y'all seeing it, but everything I'm seeing and what I'm being exposed to, I'm my God, Jesus, man. Y'all may come to Darrow and just look at it and go home. But I come here and say, I'm looking at my future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all have been good. God bless you.
All of a sudden on me. Oh, wow. Come on, let's praise the Lord. I got a question for you. Look at me. Look at me. I got a question for you. Were you listening?
Yes.
Do you know where you were brought this morning?
Yes.
Do you know you were rebuked?
Yes.
And released at the same time?
Yes.
We got to stop being concerned about what these religious spirits say. I have to. It's so much that was spoken to me. In just a few seconds, I want a few minutes. I want you to catch this with what he said. Sit down. Now, first of all, you were exposed to a financial realm last night.
Yes.
That will never leave you. Got that?
Right.
That's what he was telling you.
Right.
All right? Now, there's another revelation in Dan's and Lena's life that I want to reveal to you. By being meek and humble, yet big. Now, they can see. You got to be able to see. Other dimension. I was flying out of one country and the Lord says, that plan you have belonged to Dan. I said, all right. I called him. It was new territory for him. I called him, I said, Dan, you know, we ain't gonna worry about no money. We'll work it out. I mean, but the Lord says your plan. And he acted as if he had to think about it. So he hung up, I hung up. And I was sitting in my gazebo out in my yard, and the Lord came and says, told me, call him back and tell him this is nothing to think about. This is his plan. I'm going to work it out. It was new territory, see? It was new territory. So I called him back. I prophesied on the phone to him. I said, Dan, it's your plan. I forgot all the Lord said to him. And undoubtedly, it was convincing because he called me back and said, we're going to do this. And so my family, we were able to go to Baton Rouge and talk with them a few minutes. They were here. And they came one way, him and his family, got on a jet and flew off. Listen, connection. No paper sign. No paper sign. I mean, just nothing. Just no paper sign. No interest. Whatever you're going to do, it's going to be no interest. Just, it's your plan. Now, I got to say this, y'all, because we've been behind so long. A black man on the ground and another black man taking off with nobody else involved. We ain't had to talk to nobody else. We ain't had to call nobody. We ain't had to make no deals. It's two black men talking. And God is showing us he can do it for everybody. All right, sit down and take these notes. Dan, a preacher, powerful message, but I want to take these notes. I got these notes from him. I read a little book some time ago that I heard that book talk to me while he was talking. Right and wrong thinking. You're going to have to get your stinky thinking straight. Don't come down here wasting my time. Going back to your house, living the same way. Eating the same old baboon grease. Here's what he said. I heard this when he's preaching. Never go back to your own vomit. And that's what happened a lot of times. You see a laid out table, but yet through relationship, you and your partners go back to the vomit table that you had left. Leftovers. Leftover vomit. I heard that from him. So I can take good notes when I take notes. My spiritual father got on me one time because I wasn't paying attention. Your angel, I heard him say it. Your angel is saying to you, be courageous and give me something unusual to do. I'm tired messing with the little pussyfoot life you live in. You're not even giving me no chance. I can't do what you do. I'm not an ABC angel. I don't even deal with the alphabet. Give me something that can't. You. That's what he's trying to tell you. I mean, from illustration, that is out of this world. I want you to remember from this message. One word answers all that Bishop said. He was trying to tell you. One word. You want it?
Yes, sir.
No, you don't want it.
Yes, sir.
F-R-E-S-H. You're not going back and eat that old stuff. So what you got to have?
Fresh.
You're not going back to the old life. You're not going back to eating. So what you got to have?
Fresh.
Think fresh all the time. Think fresh. Yeah, don't hang around with stale people. One word is what?
Fresh.
All right. Another question he put on my mind when he's preaching. Why am I not successful? Why am I not successful? Am I not out of this rat race? Why I can't move? Why my money ain't working? Dr. Forbes tried to tell me what my house worth is in the million. I know it is. He said if you set it in one of their cities, it'd be multi-million. My home. They're sitting in there two times. Well, they're living in there, really. And they're being exposed to my wife's elegance. They have a table waiting on them that would knock an angel out. Angel to get back up and say, wow, this is what I'm talking about. Day and night. Boy. Get rid of those cracked plates and them chipped glasses. You might cut your mouth. Get The thing broke. Get rid of that old raggedy dish rag and that old towel with all them holes in it, man. That's taking that prospect. Get some new towel. Get them damn break place out of your life. You got some? My favorite glass. Throw the thing in the trash can. Nobody won't be drinking out no crack glass in it. And please get chipped around my house. And you know, I talked to my lady who take care of me. I said, throw that plate away. I don't want it. Every now and then, I'm gonna tell you how you gotta think. Every now and then, I may be gracious enough to drink out a plastic cup. Very seldom. Every now and then, I'll be gracious enough, you know, they got trying to hurry them, do something. But every now and then, I said, nope, don't want it. Bring me a glass. How many of y'all got any cracked dishes? How many of y'all got chip dishes? Don't lie to me. Some of y'all in y'all got some chip dishes. Then the bishop said, throw them chip dishes away because you're not going to ever get the new one. Let me tell you why you're not successful as you should. Because God does not deal with success. Success is a world term. Joshua 1:8 deals with good success. You're not successful without God in charge.
That's real.
All right, I'm almost through. I do what I want up in here. You gonna fly me and run this place? Then he explained to you, why do you have to press? Because there are winds of adversities trying to blow you back where you came from. He reminds you, powerful message, there is no scarceness in the kingdom. So when you see scarceness, you ask it, how you got in here? Who let you in here? And scarceness gonna answer, you. And the last one, I'm appreciative for this message. And I think Dr. Farber heard me say this out loud when the bishop was preaching. He says, I know the scriptures. And I said that in my spirit, says, yes, but do the scripture know you? Have you spent enough time search the scripture for any of them you think you have liability to testify of me? Have you spent enough time with that scripture for that scripture to take you over? See, you got a handle on the scripture, but have you spent enough time for the scripture to get a handle on you? That's when it's going to make a difference. Raise your hand and praise God. That's good enough. Good measure. Solid. Strong. And he don't even circle nana. He's not only telling you what he see. I know personally, this man doing it. He connected. And, you know, you 42 years, you sometimes stumble upon some stuff. 42 years of pursuit, hot pursuit. Every now and then you get a pretty warm dish of revelation or insight. And when you see it, you can have it. Now, most people see this. You know what you was exposed to last night? Huh? You are exposed to your millionaire status. If you stop talking about Mama them and Uncle John and all of them, we're not dealing with Mama them and Uncle John them now. We're dealing with a new breed. We're dealing with a revelation. We're dealing with a manifestation. We're dealing with a demonstration. And so we can go there. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Sit down if you need an envelope. Lift your hand. Ushers. Down now. My goodness.